Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of August 2019. Madras High Court has rejected Nalini Sriharan's plea seeking premature release of 7 convicts, including herself. In the Rajiv Gandhi assassination case, she had petitioned the court seeking a direction to the state government to press the governor to take a decision on its September 2018 recommendation for premature release of all the 7 convicts who are serving life term in the case. Bombay High Court has come down heavily on the Goa Inspector General of Prisons for shirking his responsibility and handling parole and furlough applications without proper application of mind. The court observed that Inspector General, Prisons, dismissed parole and furlough applications of prisoners in a mechanical manner. Supreme Court has extended till Thursday the interim protection from arrest granted to former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram in the INX Media money laundering case lodged by the Enforcement Directorate. Supreme Court has asked a discomforting question to both Hindu and Muslim parties whether demolition of the sued property, the disputed Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid structure, in 1992 adversely impacted cross. Claims for ownership of the 2.77-acre disputed land. Apex Court has observed that though Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, 1985 carries reverse onus of proof, it does not exonerate the prosecution from establishing a prima facie case against the accused. Supreme Court has clarified that expert evidence should not be given preference over substantive evidence. The court also observed that generally mere expert evidence as to a fact is not regarded as conclusive proof of it. Karnataka High Court has disposed of a public interest litigation, PIL, regarding emission testing centers by asking the state to ensure that these facilities do not indulge in any acts of illegality or irregularity. Madhya Pradesh High Court has issued notice to the state government over the constitution of the Wildlife Board after an animal rights activist filed a public interest litigation petition claiming that law has been violated by nominating persons with special interest in wildlife to the board. Karnataka High Court, after hearing the plea of Manjunath, a student of the local government school, has ordered the government to provide in 2 weeks the uniform not only to the boy but also to all students in the state in 2 months. Delhi High Court has ordered lookout circulars to be issued against the family of the father, who illegally took the toddler away to Nepal, holding that they are mistaken that money can buy anything. Bombay High Court has asked Telugu Parishad Bhim Koregaon case accused Vernon Gonsalves to explain why he kept objectionable material, such as a copy of Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace and some other CDs, at his home. Punjab and Haryana High Court has observed, while declining a request for transfer of a divorce petition, that the court was not liable to see the convenience of the attorney. If the attorney has any difficulty in attending the dates of hearing, the applicant could very well appoint some other person as attorney who can appear in the court easily. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed railway to pay 8 lakh rupees to the heirs of the victim of an untoward railway incident as compensation, along with 9% interest per annum, despite non-recovery of a valid ticket. Punjab and Haryana High Court has directed the state government to demolish the illegal structures built within 100 meters of the Chandigarh International Airport in a petition filed by Mahali Industries Association in 2015 on infrastructure-related issues of the airport. Delhi High Court has restored the screening certificate for the Punjabi movie Kaam Dheera featuring the assassinators of former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. The court expressed its skepticism on the communications between the government bodies, in as much as it was difficult to understand how on a single date all the communications were exchanged and the certificate was withdrawn. Delhi High Court has ruled that a probationer is not a workman within the meaning of Section 2(s) of the Industrial Disputes Act. 1947 and that the service of the probationer can be terminated during the period of probation in terms of the appointment and such termination does not amount to retrenchment within the meaning of Section 2(o) of the Act. National Consumer Disputes Redress Sal Commission has rejected life insurance claims as LIC's claim that a policy holder lied about his health condition at the time of purchasing insurance and has directed the firm to pay 1.5 lakh rupees along with bonus and interest to his widow. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has approved the sale of the wind energy assets of IL&FS to Japan Zurich Corp, one of the original investors in the cash-strapped infrastructure financier. It is the first step in a restructuring process involving sale of assets that have demand externally.